as a man, there are things you can do to bring out the worst in women, and there are things you can do to bring out the best in women. And we've mostly been talking about the things that you unwittingly do that bring out the worst in women. For example, criticizing her will bring out the worst in her. Stopping the flow of the Meadow report will bring out the worst in her. Indicating in any way that she is not the most everything in the world will bring out the worst in her. Appreciation will bring out the best in her. But let's talk about what is the best of her. What is a woman at her best? And the first part of this side of the duality of being human that we call human spirit is something I mentioned earlier about that women have a strong spiritual connection. And unfortunately, it's one of the things that women make men wrong for. Women have such a natural connection to the eternal, such a natural connection to God or spirit, that we're mystified by what appears to us as men being disconnected or having to do a lot to become connected. Whether it's ritual or the compartmentalization, like church happens on Sunday, not the rest of the time. Many women that I talk to, you know, what are your spiritual practices? Their response is, my life is my spiritual practice. It's just my life. It's just how my entire life, and this is true for me, my entire life is an expression of my relationship to God. Every part of it is. It's never not that. One way to think about a woman's connection to the eternal, the internet is a great example for this. It's the difference between DSL and dial-up. Women have this DSL connection to the eternal. We just do. Ladies, can you raise your hand if you can relate to this so they don't think I'm not the only one who's... And an expression of that connection to the eternal is I don't know if the word is drive or the word is compulsion. It wouldn't be compulsion because that's instinct. There's an impetus, there's a need, there's an urging to create beauty. There's a strong desire to create beauty. Beauty as in an expression, if you will, if we had heaven on earth, what it would look like. Every woman has a drive to create something like that around her. And it might be physical forms of beauty. It might show up in decorating or design or clothing or bling, or, you know, it could be physical beauty that she's driven to express and create. For all women, there's an expression that we at PAX call excellent qualities. Every woman has particular qualities that she values above all others in life. And they're qualities that she's passionate that other people have in their lives. And they're qualities that when she's at her best, she embodies those qualities. This is the way we think about it in Celebrating Women. If you were a fairy godmother and you could grant the people you love a life of something, like for the rest of their life, they would have that. They would have a life of something. What would you grant them? You know, for me, the answer is freedom, self-expression, partnership, satisfaction, and empowerment. And if you hang around PAX long enough, you'll see that everything here in our company is designed to produce that. I can't design a course to produce something other than those five qualities, because I think they're the most important qualities that I could ever give to somebody or have them have.